WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House touting events this week to mark 100 days of President Trump's second term. But his approval rating sits at 39%, with about 70% of people in the ABC News Washington Post poll saying they believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told ABC.
The surveys may say that, but consumers are still spending. So I prefer to look at what Americans are doing rather than how they're answering pollsters.
Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say their goal is to pass a budget bill by the end of May. President Trump's comments about Canada have become a big issue in today's national election across Canada as Vancouver mourns the 11 people killed when a vehicle plowed through a Filipino cultural festival Saturday. One person died, 12 were hurt when a boat crashed into a ferry off Clearwater, Florida last night. And Spain and Portugal racked by power outages right now, millions in the dark. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In a story we've been following, city officials are working on plans meant to keep bus drivers safe after a string of unrelated attacks over the last few months. At least five Metro Transit drivers have been assaulted so far this year. Now, the city attorney has unveiled a new proposed ordinance meant to add more punishments for people who attack Metro staff. Back in 2022, in response to reports of hostility toward poll workers, the Common Council added an ordinance that specifically outlaws assaulting poll workers and government employees. This new proposal would add Metro Transit drivers to that list. Until now, the minimum penalty was $300. It would be raised to $500 with a maximum penalty of $1,000. The ordinance would need the approval of the full Common Council. And as we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies, talk about potential changes, and offer new safety training. On top of that, they're making sure every bus has safety barriers for drivers. Meanwhile, it's the last day of Work Zone Awareness Week. Thousands of Wisconsinites have been hurt in work zone crashes across the state over the last 5 years. Melissa Kay reports.
The theme, drawing attention to safety for road construction workers, is Respect the Zone so we all get home. Work Zone Awareness Week is April 21st through the 25th. Counties and communities across the state are urging people to drive carefully and pay attention while driving through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, more than 10,300 crashes in Wisconsin work zones caused 56 deaths and more than 3,600 injuries. Officials ask that everyone on the road eliminate distractions and be mindful of your speed. Respect the zone so we all get home.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have as our special guest, Mike McCabe.
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
These numbers are just horrible. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And the first way we'll sort of point that out is we'll look at where Donald Trump is now versus where he was 100 days into his first presidency. And you see it here. You don't have to be a mathematical genius. 41% approve of him now. It was 44% back in 2017 around the 100-day mark. And what's so notable here is that throughout his second term as president, he tended to be running ahead of where he was in his first term. No longer is that the case.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, one more. Yeah.
I look back at all of the polling you possibly could, before I was born, and Trump's 41% at 100 days is the worst on record. He has broken his own record for being the worst. The American people do not like what they are seeing at this point from Donald John Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, God.
That's good polling. That is good polling. Yeah, give me.
Oh, God.
This just tells you on every single different data point you could possibly look at, whether it be Trump's overall approval, whether it be the issues for Donald Trump, or how he conducts himself in office, all of these numbers are pretty much terrible for Donald Trump at this point. And so you just see it here. 54% who say that no confidence he's going to use presidential power responsibly. It's just no good.
Oh, boy.
That is good polling. So he's underwater? He's upside down?
Yeah.
So that's what we're saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to hang this on the wall.
Okay.
Historically, this is the Drudge headline.
Uh-huh.
It looks like baby's already seen this morning, just in case you're wondering. Have we had our whiny little bitch baby? A statement from the historically unpopular lowest 100-day score in 80 years, 39% approval, Drudge Report. Oh, dear. Baby's super colicky. Let's check the baby monitor. Let's see. We don't have a free and fair press in this country anymore. We have a press that writes bad stories and cheats big on polls. It's compromised and corrupt. Sad.
Is that how we ended? Just sad.
I love when he ends with that.
Sad. Oh, God.
No,
I need the sad. There's actually a sad. Okay.
I think it's Gollum sad. I think it's Gollum.
Oh, is it Gollum?
I think it is Gollum.
Aww.
Sad.
That's it.
Aw, and his precious Putin isn't even treating him well. Sad. That is sad.
That is
sad.
So sad.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for all the great comments about the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm told it was fantastic. I haven't gotten to watch it yet. People particularly liked a barely clothed Chris Lavoie as Christy Noem's employee.
I got a couple of cards and letters about that, so thank you.
Yeah. Yes, Frances Callier was over yesterday with a couple of our other friends, and she was laughing. She enjoyed it very much, and I was talking about how we couldn't fit you in. So that was as close as we could get you into the dog cage.
Yes, I cramped.
Yeah.
That light is a little bright on you.
Oh, is
it? Yeah, it's washing you out.
You know, you hit an age where...
Oh, no, 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 no. No, you're changing the temperature, but you're not like lowering the.
All right, let's just go with this. Okay. There's a, Bella. There is a certain. Listen to mommy. There's a certain age where no light is good. There's over 40 light, and then there's whatever age I am.
Should we just broadcast from a darkened room?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's with Trump's America. It's so scary. Maybe I should just. You know what? I'll just do this. I'll do
lights
we'll
and just, candles.
Yeah. Right. Light from below.
Right. We'll turn all the lights off in here. And then I'll just tell every story like this. Because, hey, hi, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. We drank copious amounts of mimosas.
Oh.
Me and Kelly House and Debriana Mancini and Francis Callier.
Oh.
We were gathered at my house for several hours of laughing and scratching.
And drinking.
Francis, yes, that too. Okay. Francis Callier tells the best stories
yeah,
in the
course.
Universe. Hilarious. But, yeah, no, we're just saying every weekend we go, oh, is this the worst? And I'm like, yeah, I think arresting judges in their chambers and deporting U.S. citizen children with cancer, mm-hmm. maybe, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, and then also 0 days as an international, not being an international embarrassment. He's there at the Pope's funeral in his bright blue suit falling asleep. So I don't ever, ever want to hear Sleepy Joe again. Oh, my God, how embarrassing. He's there with his mouth like, and the dress code is clearly black, and he's nothing to do with a big bright blue suit. It's just, right, Chris?
Uh-huh.
The only thing, I don't know why I printed this story Friday, the only thing more appalling, Vatican asked visitors to not take selfies with the late Pope. People,
really?
People were taking
oh
selfies with
God.
Him in the coffin. I mean, really? The Vatican has to tell you don't take a picture with the dead Pope? They were doing...
No!
Yes! Yes.
Oh, God.
Vatican officials asking... I'm surprised Trump didn't try this just to get attention.
I know.
Vatican officials asking visitors not to take selfies with the late Pope Francis as he lies inside St. Peter's Basilica. Visitors posted on TikTok because, of course.
Of course,
that
yeah.
That is horrifying.
Really? He's there next to the big tabby cat with the chicken and the bananas? Like, really? On TikTok? Captured people stopping in front of the coffin to pose for selfies. I just, okay. And then, of course, Vatican had to cave to baby and put him in the front row because baby whined about being in the... Oh, my God, so embarrassing. And how about the standing ovation for Zelensky? Oh, God, baby
him.
Pooped himself.
Yeah, he thought it was for him.
No, he did not.
On site, yes.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Yes. He didn't see that they were showing a video of Zelensky. Yeah.
That's even better.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep, because he's the, what? How do they say? The bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral. Thought it was all about him. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like the most reviled man in the universe.
Yep.
He thought it was for him?
No,
that must have killed him. Zelensky walked out. Everyone's like, woo!
I think he still
there were a bunch of cardinals,
him.
Like crowd surfing. They were jumping into the mosh pit. Woo! Zelensky, stand with Ukraine. All right, I'm making that part up. But
no, I saw Conclave over the weekend.
And did you like it?
Cardinals don't do that.
Oh, really? There were no mosh pits?
No,
but they're very catty.
They are the cattiest.
They are.
I think you would love this movie.
I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, Bella and I both saw it.
No,
we're way ahead of you.
Okay,
yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was I thought it would be dry because, you know, old ritual or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it was really entertaining.
Let's, you know what? That's what, let's break into the conclave with a Trump sign or something.
Please.
Let's do something, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing stale with Stanley Tucci, though.
Or my fart machine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll keep it classy. Do we have classical fart? Because it's Italy. Uh-huh. There's a lot of great composers. So
right.
Maybe I could, like, a boombox, like, what do you call it? John Cusack.
Sure.
And say it, but I'll just stand outside the conclave.
Uh-huh. I think John Lithgow would come out.
All right.
Or that conservative Italian cardinal.
that's stick in the mud. Well, I gotta say, it's the only thing giving me because it would be different if it was one poll, but even the Fox poll, all of the polls, I mean, just the headlines, I just like they just give me a little girl Woody when I read them. Awful, awful, awful. CNN data chief exposes Trump's horrible new poll, which we just played. Harry Enten.
I love him.
The numbers are just horrible. There's no way to sugarcoat it. So it's tomorrow is 100 days?
Tomorrow is 100 days, 29th.
Is that Rachel Maddow's last time?
You have Jen Psaki.
I know. I like Jen Psaki, but you have to. Okay, listen, America. Rachel Maddow is a once in a generation American treasure. There is no replacing her. So I do like Jen Psaki, and I really like The Weekend Show with Michael Steele and. What you call it? Simone Sanders and Alicia Menendez. It's actually very good. I cried at Katie Fagg's last show. That was a bad mistake. Also, they do have time. Listen to me. Listen to me, MSNBC. You have one last chance. Here's Frangela and my plan. You go to Joy Reid's house with a Brinks truck full of money. And also, like, you know, maybe some shirtless men and, like, a thing. What are those chairs that you carry?
A sedan chair?
A sedan chair. Lots of grapes, lots of palm fronds, lots of money. And you convince her to take over from Morning Joe. Reconstitute AM Joy, and we'll all get through this together as Americans.
I think
you have a little time to do the right thing.
I think she may be experiencing burnout.
Listen, she can... Joy, listen to me. Get up. We've had enough time now. We got to... By the way, you know who's getting up and showing up in person? Paula Poundstone.
She is.
In hour three.
Right here.
She will be right there. Yeah. Hour three.
Yeah.
Rude Pundit
we
coming
love
up.
Her.
Yeah, I know. It's what's not fun about Paula Poundstone in studio?
And she gets to hear her jingle in person.
I know, right? These polls are, at least we feel like we're not taking crazy pills,
well,
right? That it is as bad. I don't even know where to start with deporting. What did someone say? Yes. Andrew Weinstein, if deporting U.S. citizen children with cancer isn't your red line, it's time to assess your priorities. And this is all that needs to be said about the, what you call it? Carry the four. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'll find it. Thank you, James Tate. Because I've heard all the legal analysts, but he just said ICE agents came to her court with insufficient, quote-unquote, warrants signed by immigration officials rather than a judge. She had the intended victim wait in her offices. We have a felon president locking up law-abiding judges. And make no mistake, it's to chill people.
Yes.
It's to chill. You know why? Because as Glenn Kirshner said Friday, Chris, he has lost the 11 billion cases at this point. They are even... judges he appointed. So make no mistake, they are trying to chill judges.
Yeah.
You don't go arrest a judge in her chambers and drag her out in handcuffs. And they also, Chris, they want to have this fight that, oh, Democrats are for wife beaters. That is not the point of due process.
For due process.
Right. And if you're saying, oh, well, illegal immigrants don't deserve due process, anyone can say you're illegal, and without due process,
right,
you can't prove you're not.
We're for the Constitution.
Yes.
Due process is in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Republicans are not for the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah. It's as simple. I mean, I get it. It's like this, that, oh, or. But I mean, there are two kinds of warrants, and they're in her courtroom, and they don't have.
Right.
They don't have. Probably because they couldn't have gotten an actual warrant from a grand jury. So, you know, they show up with this bolt thing. Oh, by the way.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
Hold, please. Okay. So many smart people on Twitter, so little time. Sarah said, if Joe Biden had arrested Aileen Cannon, MAGA would have burned this country to the ground. The hypocrisy of the right is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So we have lots of frivolity. We have the rudeness.
Is that what you call it?
Yes. Frivolity is coming up.
All right.
It will ensue.
And you asked me, how will we make this Trump era funny?
Exactly. Listen, exciting news at Free Speech TV. Rick Smith will be taking over the Randy Rhodes spot for now. I'll try to keep you posted on Randy. She's getting results this week. And so we're sending all the love and light you can out this week. But this is what we do, right? We got to take up the baton and carry on. Despair is not an option. That's why I loved how much people loved the comedy special.
Yeah.
I'm told everybody was fantastic. I have to go and go back and watch it. But that's how you grab your power back, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour. Oh, by the way, you can still get it. Go to StephanieMiller.com.
Yeah, got
click
the link
on it.
There.
You can watch for, I'm not going to say 11 billion years, but whatever.
Yeah. It'll be available for a little bit.
Right. There you go. 18. That was vague. 18.
Well, they don't tell us, quite honestly, so we have to be vague as well.
We're not on a need-to-know list.
No, we're not.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Did you... Oh, God, something else to worry about, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you know scammers can literally steal your house right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing. It is a growing real estate scam. When is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer, like me, is, That's what the scammers are counting on, is that you've never checked. The million-dollar triple lock protection from Home Title Lock is fantastic. You get immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud, restore your title at no additional cost. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to get you a free title history report. You can find out if you've already been a victim and access your personal title expert, all at a $250 value just for signing up. HomeTitleLock.com. The promo code is Stephanie250. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Type in Stephanie250.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm just like any modern woman, trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, I've got my earrings now. I forgot to accessorize, Bella. Oh, my God. What's going on Monday? Okay. Hey, Chris.
What?
Speaking of forgetful, who said these numbers are horrible? There's no way to sugarcoat it. He's broken his own record for being the worst. The American people do not like what they're seeing at this point from Donald John Trump. Who said that?
Pepe Le Pew.
No, it's there. I mean, we just played it. Harry Enton, CNN pollster. I'm just going to keep reading this over and over.
He can be catty sometimes, too. I love him.
His approval rating on the economy is 39%. My goodness gracious, he was elected to fix the economy, just 39%. The bottom line here is simply the numbers for Donald Trump are awful, awful, awful. Who said that?
Steve Kornacki.
No, Harry Enton, same guy, CNN pollster.
Okay.
Karen in Chicago, hello. Hey, did you hear the poll numbers are bad? Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Even Rasmussen.
She's doing Paula Poundstone.
Oh, I see. Okay. Paula will be here to do Paula soon.
Yes. So, first of all, great job on Saturday night. Although yesterday I had a really hard time focusing on anything because I could not get the image of Chris on all fours in a cage out of my head.
Seemed to cause a stir.
Yeah, I'm a cheap flesh peddler. I knew that was gonna sell some tickets.
Oh boy.
But you know, I have to say, yes, the polling numbers are terrible, and you know, you couple that with all the down ticket races over the last several election cycles, where. Yeah. The candidates that Donald Trump endorses lose.
Oh, Karen, so hang on. New data point I heard this morning. Because, you know, we're so used to these, Democrats in disarray, Democrats bad too, blah, blah. Congressional poll, if the election were held today, Democrats up by 7 points. So, you know, let's not snatch defeat from the jaws of this one. Trump's approval rating, this is the Fox News poll. Trump's approval rating among independents, 73% disapprove, 26% approve.
Yep.
I mean, oh, my God.
So here's the question then. At what point do Republicans, other than Lisa Murkowski talking about how she's afraid, start coming out and doing something again? The Republicans got us to this point. The Republicans can get us out of this. All we need are a handful of them to grow backbones and look at the data.
Yeah.
Look at the polling. Look at the elections. You're not going to get primaried by MAGA and lose.
By the way, if
you know,
also if you're Chuck Schumer, if you don't want to step down, which I recommend, please don't go on TV and say the term ever again. Strongly worded letter, please.
Because we, which one?
That'd be eight.
Here we go.
It's going to hurt the kids at the universities who've had nothing to do with protesting, but it's also going to hurt the kind of medical research and other kinds of great research that is done at Harvard and other universities. So we sent him a very strong letter just the other day.
Oh, my God.
Asking eight very strong questions about why this isn't just a pretext.
It's not just a strongly worded letter. It's the strong. What was the other thing? There's several strong words
strong questions.
Very strong questions.
That
and a very
just going to throw away
strongly worded letter.
That'll show them.
Okay, what do I always say? Chris, Chuck Schumer says all the right things. He's a good man. He's been a good senator for New York. It's just he is not the man for the moment. I think in leadership, he is not reaching the pitch of the urgency we're at. They're arresting judges in their chambers.
Yes.
They're deporting U.S. citizen children. Mm-hmm. Two-year-old. Did you hear that story? She tried to call to get the lawyer's number. Mm-hmm. The ICE agent takes the phone and hangs up.
Yep.
So the two-year-old's mother can't even get legal due process. I mean, it's
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was unaware that there were a lot of strong questions in the strongly worded.
Well,
I withdraw my objection.
Eight to be exact.
Really?
Eight strong questions.
And he's going to get right on answering those.
All right. guess I suppose one more.
Right now, President Trump is violating rule of law in every way. And we're fighting him every single day in every way. And our goal is to show the American people over and over again, whether it's the economy, whether it's tariffs, whether it's Russia and overseas, and whether it's rule of law, how bad he is.
He's violating. I am nearly at the point of putting my glasses entirely up on my nose and not down halfway. That's how furious I am. I'm sorry you had to see me like this. Okay, Rude Pundit writes a great piece about the urgency of the moments. By the way, we talk to him next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Trump administration's 2026 budget plan that's currently under consideration would include drastic cuts to weather and climate research. It could impact weather forecasting all around the world and the forecasts you get right here at home from local meteorologists. The administration's plan would eliminate NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research labs and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Meanwhile, a Madison mainstay is closing. George's Flowers on Park Street will shut their doors for good in a few weeks, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. George and Nia Choles opened the business in 1984. They were married nearly 70 years. George died last year, the day after his 100th birthday. Then Nia died just hours after her husband's funeral. Two of their kids have been running the business for the last 15 years or so, but now they're ready to retire. They told the State Journal they didn't want to sell the business, and they definitely didn't want to sell the name. They'll only be open a couple more weeks, and eventually they'll sell the building. They'll serve people through the Mother's Day rush, and their last day will be May 10th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the entire draft for the Green Bay Packers and also major things ahead for Congress, including the future of Medicaid. Your calls as well. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
we're in the middle of an attempted authoritarian overthrow of American democracy. I mean, I think everybody who predicted that was right, but I don't think he's any better at it. Their incompetence is not a blessing. A lot of people glibly say, like, oh, you should have enemies that are this incompetent. They'll fall down. You don't have to trip them. But their failure has been a wreckage, has created wreckage in the U.S. government. It just means that they're not that good at trying to do at doing what they're actually trying to do.
Rachel Maddow, hero of democracy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it's time for us to take the baton. Rachel's going to just one night a week again. As we know, our beloved Randy Rhodes has retired. By the way, support her Substack, please. She's going to write. Oh, she did her lemon meringue pie recipe. So that is worth the price of admission alone. All right. So we all got to take the baton for each other. The baton for rudeness is just passed back and forth every week. Me and Ruth.
You're on steps. He asked me if I wore assless chaps over the weekend.
Aren't chaps, in fact, assless?
All chaps are assless.
All chaps are assless.
My point. Then
you can start. However, I made the faux pas of asking if you wore jeans.
Yeah, you don't wear assless chaps over jeans.
No,
that
defeats the purpose
of them being assless.
Yeah, all right, it's so stipulated. Hi, good morning, rudeness. When we start there, there's really nowhere to go. But
right,
just,
yeah.
But straight down the ass, yeah.
Okay. You're starting already with a rude Louise pundit. By the way, so we just played Chuck Schumer, and you had the same reaction. You just said, oh, just off. Now, I don't want him to F off. I do think it's time for him to take a page from Durbin and Schakowsky and go, it's time to pass the baton. I mean,
yes.
It just, please,
yes, it is.
Or it's please, for the love of God, don't go on TV and ever use the phrase strongly worded letter.
Strongly, we sent a strongly worded letter. Shut up.
If the people of his district want him to stay, that's great.
Yeah.
I just would rather him not be in leadership.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, that's up to his constituents.
Right.
We're not saying,
right.
Well,
it's the whole state of New York, which, I think AOC would win if she primaried him.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
I
bet she would. But you also were saying Schumer on CNN stopped short of impeaching Trump would be a priority for Dems if they retake. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And you just said the refusal to provoke a fight is the institutional stance of establishment Democrats. Take a swing at the bully for sake. Thank you. Are you kidding? We already have about 11 billion impeachable offenses. Really? We're going to run on, we're not going to do anything about it.
I mean, why not say, I get where Schumer's coming from. He's right. Probably thinking, well, if we do that, that'll just make him popular again because, all of the MAGA freaks have this reaction of whenever anyone attacks Trump for, doing crimes, they cling to him like somebody's going to take mommy away.
You said, though, and it's on cue, your prediction was correct. As his numbers sink, you said he and everyone around him will go back lashing out and attempting to squash the opposition. It will be a dangerous time in America. He's already been screaming about the polls and,
How dare they the press by reporting on the polls is, the right. enemy of the people. And it's like. I guess if they're the enemy of the people, you can use the Alien Enemies Act or whatever on them and deport them or exile them, whatever we want to call for when you take an American citizen and throw them out of the country.
You call it kidnapping is what you call it. I mean, that's the other thing, media. Say what it is. These aren't arrests. These are, plainclothes people in many circumstances, kidnapping people. And in some cases, American citizen children with cancer. you said if we get out of this administration as a whole country, every single participant in this parade of horrors needs to be arrested and tried. Yes, and even they will deserve habeas protections. Thank you. I'm with you. How else do you get back a nation of laws?
Yeah, I mean, the White House put up this along the fence around the White House. They put up all of these photos of supposedly undocumented migrants who were arrested for various crimes. And it says, the mugshot arrested and the crime. And I'm like, all right, they were arrested. Now do the rest. Now do the next part, which is. Put them on trial or get some kind of plea deal or something that makes them prove them guilty or not guilty.
Right.
That's the next step after arrest, as Donald Trump himself knows.
I mean, and it's It's important how we choose our words, and you always choose them so well. You said our country's being run by terrorists. They're trying to intimidate us into compliance and silence. That's what all of this is. It's to put a chill into other judges, right? Into everybody. Yeah. I mean, you said he's definitely going to sue any pollsters who show he's underwater. You know he wants to. I mean, that's the other thing they don't get. These executive orders, they're the same as going, I made a big boy boom boom. Like, they're not law. They're not anything, his executive orders, right?
Well, but what they are is they force the federal government to act in a certain way. He's saying that the executive branch has to follow these, has to follow this guidance. And so that's what the lawsuits are about, is do they have to follow this guidance? Is this guidance even legal? And right. But until a court tells them to stop, that's the problem with the executive orders, is unless a court tells the executive branch not to do it, then it's going to be done.
Well, you just retweeted the breaking news from ACLU, and sometimes you have to read things more than once to go, is this, ACLU says Trump deported a child U.S. citizen with metastatic cancer without medication or consultation with physicians. This is the second child with cancer he's deported. I mean, how is there a human that goes, that's okay?
Yeah. How do you as a Republican look in the mirror every day and go, you know, it's a little mistake on the road to the freedom that we really are going for in this country? How do you square that?
Well, you said it best. You said next time you have a choice for president between a candidate who will do this and the candidate who won't, even if everything else is exactly the same about them, choose the one who won't. Right?
I mean, if I wanted to be a real a-hole about the 2024 election, if I wanted to be a real a-hole about it, you know what I'd say? You know, if your big issue was Gaza and Palestine, then that would have been your top issue if Harris would have been elected. It would have stayed on the top of everyone's mind because everything else would have been running smoothly. Or, you know, as smoothly as it had been. But now, with this cluster F of things being done by this administration, all of a sudden, for a lot of people, that issue just got pushed way, way down. Yeah. And it's still a big deal. It is still a huge thing.
Yeah.
But it's just not what people are thinking about. So you, by not voting for Harris, and again, this is if I wanted to be an a-hole, I would say this. I would say that you made your issue less important by not voting for Harris.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we take some cold comfort in all this polling going, like, clearly even, you know, a hefty slice of Trump voters are going, oh, my God,
I love Paul Krugman wrote on his sub. I think it's a Substack. He wrote, we might need to thank Peter Navarro for saving us from authoritarianism, because Navarro's ideas have helped tank the economy, teetering on tanking. We're going to get there. And that is the thing that is turning public opinion so much against Trump.
And you're right. It's gonna get worse. I think it's like 40% of like ships from China are empty. Like they're big box retailers are saying the empty shelves are coming.
Yes.
I mean it is. I can't read it enough. Let this sink in. Trump has the lowest 100-day approval rating of any president in the past 80 years.
Yep.
I mean that just doesn't happen by accident. Your new piece. Sometimes you don't know how else to. You said one tale of how the Trump administration hates Americans. It's the only way in some ways you can make sense of this, right? Is he just hates us. I mean, I don't know. I think he knows he got thrown out in 2020. Like, who knows? You said we can laugh as Donald Trump bumbles us all into oblivion, sleeping at Pope Francis's funeral, saying dumb all the time, not understanding what his own administration is doing, just looking like a shabby used car salesman at a lot near the airport in some godforsaken small Midwestern city. God, what an embarrassing buffoon. Meanwhile, Trump's savage minions with his dullard approval are regularly doing actual real world harm, and not just into huge constitution breaking ways like denial of habeas rights in court or arresting judges. Sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to see how terrible life is going to be for the next few years at least. in the devolving United States. I mean, the hardest part is that we're only 100 days in.
Yeah. Right? And the amount of damage that will be done by the time this is over. I mean, the piece is about Lowndes County, Alabama.
I was just going to say, I didn't even know this until I... Can I just say, by the way, we kid for 20 years now, but you are brilliant, and you are so dead on.
You really are.
In your writing and in your social media. I can't get enough of you. And I mean I mean that in a dirty and a non-dirty way.
Oh, that's okay. We'll share a double-sided dildo of justice.
Thank you. And you know what? America thanks you. A grateful nation thanks you for your service.
I'll bring my assless chaps next time.
Okay. Well, good.
Fantastic. Chris Campine, the only employee I make get naked. Now listen. Bella, just getting you warmed up.
Oh, God.
But yeah, you got to talk about this because I didn't know even about this in Alabama. You said in the United States we have billionaires riding giant rockets into the sky so they can play astronaut like deranged children, but we can't build the infrastructure needed so that thousands of people don't have puddles of human on their lawns. And you talked about these residents have tested positive for ringworm and other related things. There is no greater concentration of hookworm positive cases anywhere in the developed world. MAGA, am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a largely black county, but go ahead. I mean, this is actual 75%, poop.
75% black county in Alabama, and for decades there's been a problem there where the septic tanks aren't up to date enough to handle the wastewater, and the sewage infrastructure is not there to handle it, and so people end up with, you know, they end up having to use PVC pipes to empty sewage into their lawns. Aye. and it gets into the water and other things, and it's never been dealt with until the Biden administration, which at first made Lowndes County, I didn't put this in the article, it made Lowndes County part of an effort for rural and poverty, at rural counties and tribal areas to update their sewage services. Yeah. And then in 2023, after an 18-month investigation by the Department of Justice and HHS, they said that the state of Alabama was actually being racially biased against this area by not doing anything about this problem. And they reached an agreement with the state of Alabama.
Right.
Again, the state of Alabama agreed to this so things wouldn't have to go to court to actually do something about it. And what did Donald Trump do as soon as he, within the first 100 days? Canceled that agreement and said it was a DEI agreement and we don't do things like that anymore.
I love that you called it Trump and his racist scabs. I just like when you use the word scabs. And you said, did they do it in the deest way possible? Yes, you know the answer to that question. You said you think making it so Americans don't live in actual human would be a general justice thing, but black people don't have that right, I guess, according to the Trump administration. You said, you said this is the problem with people saying things like, well, Alabama for voting for Trump. We only do that, and yeah, I've been guilty of it when I felt pissy because of the bull anomaly of the Electoral College. You said over 68% of the voters in this county went to Harris, so they very much did not vote for this. But
yeah,
here we are.
That's the thing. Whenever we say, you know, oh, well, Arkansas isn't getting the funds.
Yeah, they're having the day they voted for, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, they voted for them. We only do that because it's not a popular vote thing. If it was a popular vote thing, we'd be thinking about all the people there that did vote against Trump.
Yeah.
And very much wanted a different kind of United States.
Yeah.
So you know, this is just one thing, and it is going to affect the health. Now, the one of the state health rep people in Alabama said, "Well, we're going to continue to work on this. We are, but we don't know if the funding from the American Rescue Plan, which is where the funding's coming from, is going to be cut off." And we very much know that that's one thing Trump loves to do, and all of his Doge craps, and all of the entire ethos of this administration is to cut funds from anything that even comes within sniffing distance of what they can call DEI.
Yeah, yeah.
And this If they can label it DEI, then they're happy to just slash away.
Yep. I got to say, honey, the democracy warriors like you, this is all we have is the truth. Because they just, a lot of these articles about the polling, he just lies. The polls are fake and, you know, prices are way down. Egg prices are way down. Like, this is where we get to the...
Egg prices are down 87%. Didn't you hear that? 87%. God. I'm going in and I'm throwing quarters at the grocery store saying, give me another dozen eggs.
Yeah. Yeah,
just so I can, you know, just so I can pile up the eggs for the next time prices go up, and then my speculation in eggs will pay off.
Exactly. You are a delight, sir.
You are.
Filthy, filthy delight. And also scamp. There is scampery. Yes. All right. Love you. Mm. Bye.
Love you too. I'll keep those chaps warm.
Mm. Yeah, and assless.
No, okay. Keep chaps assless from mama.
Yep.
There's a t-shirt.
All right.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my youthful vibrance. Look at me.
Yeah.
Now you have the right setting on this light. And look, you can see how glowy I am.
It's gorgeous.
I have tried a lot of face creams. I got to tell you, this Vibrian Super C Serum is a delight.
Oh.
It slides on. It has that citrusy smell. You can feel it working. I used to have day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Es no bueno. You can streamline. All you need is this, is Vibrian Super C Serum. It has vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results, healthier complexion, minimize those wrinkles and age spots with Vibrians, I love it.
Yeah.
If you don't and you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. What do you got to lose? Vibrians.com/Stephanie. That is V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrians.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller,
a lovely girl
who came from beyond the stars to spot in the seas.
Well, now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. We've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon progressive values. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, deals on new phones. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, the ACLU, and the Abortion Care Network. These nonprofits need all the help they can get right now. As you know, switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. One more time, that's credomobile.com, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yep.
Still not Mother's Day. Hey, you. Get up, go. Cozy Earth bamboo pajamas. Everybody loves these jammies. I have several pairs. I love them. Insanely soft, breathable, made from temperature regulating bamboo. Never too hot, never too cold. Unbelievably comfortable. They're not just soft. They are next level. Lightweight but cozy. Effortless but eleganza. Mm. And yes, they get even softer with every wash. This is everyday luxury she will actually use, whether she's sipping coffee on Sunday, winding down after a long day. Cozy Earth wraps her in comfort, care, a little bit of calm. Go to CozyEarth.com if you use my code StephanieBogo. Ooh.
Oh.
40% off sheets, pajamas, towels. Here's the best part. This weekend only, May 2nd through 4th, Cozy Earth giving my listeners an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on their bamboo pajamas. Go to CozyEarth.com. The code is StephanieBogo. That's Stephanie B-O-G-O. Treat the mom in your life. Get one for her, one for you. That's CozyEarth.com. 56 minutes after the hour. Aw, baby Bella didn't sleep very well last night.
No, she did not.
And I said, are y'all out of razzapam? You're going to have to drink yourself to sleep again. You want to move to Taiwan?
You want to move to Taiwan?
Hopper, no. Oh, my God. It's like a disease. My friend Rob and I did an e-bike and brunch, and we did just White Lotus lines back and forth the entire way. Donald Trump was asked why he decided to go to the Pope's funeral. He starts babbling about how he won the Catholic vote and made it all about himself, like the quintessential narcissist. Oh, my God, we have to put that gross picture of him in his bright blue suit with his mouth agape, right? Oh, someone said it's the first time he slept next to Melania in many years.
Oh, how Melania, about this one? Melania did look great. I mean, she wore an appropriate dress.
Well, she looks like she's rehearsing for happiest day of her life.
She's Catholic. She's the first Catholic first lady. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I would have never known.
Uh-huh. Breaking, Trump tells Time that he has 200 trade deals. Fact, just in case those, there are only 195 countries on Earth. Did you see this? Martha Raddus. Trump said he's made 200 deals on tariffs. 200 deals? Who has he made deals with? Is there actually any deal at this point? Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary. I believe he's referring to the sub-deals within the negotiations we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, bull.
Yeah,
bull,
exactly. Bull.
He's like that stumbly kid. What do we call the stumbly kid? That was his answer.
Stammering kid. Seska. Yeah. No, it's in the...
He's referring to sub-deals within the, you know... subsection of the under negotiations, the something. Okay, I'm telling you, all these trade deals are from the Niagara Falls area. You wouldn't know them.
You could do so. You.
They're all named George Glass.
Okay.
He goes to our school.
Exactly. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Paula Poundstone coming up in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll tell you more about the all-new John and Gordy weather window.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but we just broke the prototype to the WMDX weather window.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
We have as our special guest, Mike McCabe.
What they are trying to do is finance $4 trillion worth of tax cuts for the rich. We've got a whole bunch of billionaires who don't pay taxes, and we are deporting people who do pay taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, it's not like we're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're throwing paying passengers overboard to make more room for a bigger first class for those freeloaders who are lounging there.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is criticizing polls of his first 100 days in office. An ABC News Washington Post poll finds his approval rating sits at 39%, a record low. But the White House is touting success in the area of the border. Tom Homan, the White House border czar, said,
"If you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall." And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over.
President also announced a two-week deadline for Russia and Ukraine to make a deal for ending their war. That's after his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky Saturday prior to Pope Francis's funeral. The Vatican set the date for the conclave to choose the next pope. It'll take place on Wednesday, May 7th. Canadians go to the polls today. President Trump's comments have become an issue in the national election to choose a prime minister as mourning continues for the 11 people killed in the vehicle ramming in Vancouver Saturday.